I got a call this week from my friend Guy Groves. Guy and I were roommates in college and have a lot of good memories of things we did together in the apartment. And one winter we went ski touring in the Colorado mountains just about every weekend. And when I had my first son, I named him Guy in honor of my friend Guy. I actually got the call from his wife. She said, Guy's in the hospital. He has a blockage in his intestine, and they're going to do surgery tomorrow. And he's right here. You want to talk to him? So I said, of course, and got him on the phone. He was really in pain, really suffering. It was really excruciating. Waiting for the surgery to happen, he was swelled up. He was in pain. And he said, it's good to hear your voice, my friend. Will you pray for me? And I said, of course I'll pray for you. He was going through a really tough time, a time of testing. And when I read the gospel for today, I immediately thought of my friend Guy, because Jesus was also going through a time of testing in the gospel story today. In the story, Jesus has just finished his baptism and he is led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. It's a time of testing. He goes for 40 days in which he does not eat any food at all. And it says at the end of it, he is famished. Sometimes I think, well, we say he was the Son of God, so it wasn't that big a deal to him. He wasn't really tempted because he could resist any temptation. He wasn't really hungry because, I mean, he was God after all. But if we do that, we minimize what Jesus has gone through and we don't learn from it. Jesus was really suffering. He was really tested. Imagine going into the wilderness without anything at all and how thirsty you would be, how hot, how uncomfortable you would be. Think of how lonely you would be out there by yourself all the time. And all that time, racked with thoughts, doubts, questions, concerns about the future. We call this the temptation of Jesus because the devil tempted him. But really, I think it's about how Jesus was tested. And the real test was, are you going to be able to go all the way to the cross? That was the concern that Jesus was facing when he was in the wilderness. I mean, all that time he was thinking about other ways he might slide out of it. What the devil's questions basically were, are you willing to go all the way? Are you going to take the easy way out by playing up the miracles? Or by using your power for self-promotion? Or avoiding the hard confrontations that are going to come up? And Jesus had to face those questions, whether or not he was going to do that. When the devil tempted him each time, he answered with Scripture. He turned to the Lord each time and drew from that well of knowledge that he had and his relationship with God. He called upon the name of the Lord is what he did. And when he came out of the desert, he was ready to go into his ministry and he was ready to go all the way to the cross. It's a time of testing, but it formed him and it shaped him and it gave him the strength to go all the way. Well, we will all be tested in our lives. We've already been tested many times. Who has not experienced a crisis in their lives? A crisis of health, or a crisis in a career, or in a relationship, or in school? All of us have a time of testing. How many couples have not experienced a time when they question everything about their relationship? And all of us are going to face testing at the end of our lives. So none of us are going to escape the testing that's similar to the testing that Jesus had in the desert. Well, the testimony of the Bible is that God will answer us if we call upon Him in the time of testing. Psalm 91 that we heard today. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. What it's saying is that God is a refuge, is a fortress, a stronghold that we can always turn to. God is always there for us when we call upon the name of the Lord. In the very worst times of our lives, God is there to protect us. In our reading from Romans, Paul says, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone is what he's emphasizing, but calling upon the name of the Lord is what is going to bring us through the time of testing. And in our reading from Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, Moses tells the people, always remember the time of testing that the people of Israel have gone through. When you go into the good land that God is going to give you, take the first fruits of the harvest and bring them to the altar. And tell the story that our ancestors were slaves in Egypt. And God heard their cry when they called upon Him, and He brought them out into a good land. Never forget that we went through this time of testing and God delivered us. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I think it's important for us to lean into those times that are difficult for us, to lean into the time of testing, because of course, we wanted to just pass and get over with. But there's something that we're going to learn from it every time we have a time of testing. God is going to shape us and form us and strengthen us in that time. Just like He did with Jesus in the wilderness. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It doesn't mean that God is going to solve all our problems for us and make it all good right away. But it does mean that God will be with us in a time of testing. It means that God will protect us and deliver us through that time and bring us out. Well, this Sunday, today is the first Sunday of Lent. Lent is 40 days long, the same period that Jesus was in the wilderness. And I hope in this time of Lent we will deepen our relationship with God, so that when we do come to the time of testing, we will be able to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Amen.